everybody, and welcome to today's Heartbeat. I'd like to share with you on, I guess, an area I'm struggling with at the moment, and I just sense and feel that there'll be other people who can understand what I'm sharing on. Maybe you're going through similar struggles, maybe you have in the past or you will into the future, and I pray that it helps you what God revealed to me, what I reflected upon, that it might help you if you are in this situation now or into the future. I've been reading a book and it's called Letters to Henry, and it's people writing questions, writing their life in the letters to Henry Nouwen. And he was a Catholic theologian who very much used psychology, but he also wanted to bring the study of humanity with the study of God and the existence of the two together, and sharing from what he's learnt. And some of the things that I read really revealed to me something I feel like God was speaking to me about where I'm at right now. The mystery of our life and of our faith is such a mystery. And it's such a mystery because God has given us this life, but there's an ending to it. There is death. Death of our body, but not death of our spirits, because God has given everyone the ability to have eternal life with Him forever. But death still hurts deeply. We are human. We do have feelings and emotions. We are attached to family and friends. And death hurts us. The struggles of life right now for you might be very painful. You might be going through cancer. You're going through separation of family or friends. You know, the terrible wars all over the world right now, where there's death and destruction of innocent people. But death and destruction of even people who feel like they're fighting for their freedom. Who's right? Who's wrong? You know, some people side with one group, some people side with another. But I see the death and destruction of innocent people in all areas. Could be in Russia and Ukraine. There's innocent people living in both of those areas. And there's other people who are not for me to judge, but have chosen the wrong way of living. Often, you know, it can be the political leaders, the government, that is choosing the wrong way. And it infiltrates down into the culture of the people. Or they're so scared that they're going to be imprisoned and killed themselves, so they're forced to fight. Forced, in many ways, to fight for their freedom. You know, Jesus spoke about his own death, and it's very much in John's Gospel. As the weeks were coming up, the days were coming up to where he knew he would be tortured, beaten, carry his cross, crucified, death on the cross for us. He did it for us. He denied himself for us, because his love was so great for us, totally selfless in himself and focusing on us. It states in John's Gospel, chapter 12, starting at verse 21. They came to Philip, and who's they? It could be, it says some Greeks came to talk to Jesus, some people with questions. They came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee, and said to him, "Sir, we wish to see Jesus." Philip went and told Andrew, and then Andrew went and told Jesus with Philip. Jesus answered them, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified." They must have, what? What's going on here? Because Jesus was saying, the hours have come where I'm going to start heading now towards Jerusalem. I'm going to share with you now about the death, but you're not going to fully understand. But I'm heading towards Jerusalem so I can die for you, so that in 3 days' time I can rise for you, so that once again we can have this unity with the Father, that we can have this eternal life promised to us. Very truly, it continues to go on to state in verse 24, I tell you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains just a grain. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. So if it falls to the earth and doesn't die, it's just still a grain. But if it does die, because a seed then in many ways it dies but has growth, new life, it bears fruit. It grows into a plant, a tree, which has fruit. It could be flowers, other seeds, fruit that we eat, whatever it is. It bears what God created it for it to be originally. Those who love their life lose it, and those who have their life in this world will keep it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, there will my servant be also. Whoever serves me, the Father will honor. So how do we bring that into our life right now? This death of Jesus had to occur. The Good Friday had to occur so that we would have an Easter Sunday. If he didn't die and rise again, he didn't overcome the death, that was a sign to us because of our original sin. He needed to die so he would, because he's the only one who can, from death, he can rise again to life. And that then eternal life has been given to us. So when we're struggling in pain and problems, the simple first and foremost important task we have to know, we have to know that God loves us. We have to keep our eyes on that love of God. Even when there's death and destruction and maybe a Good Friday that's happening in our life, but knowing that God will bring glory out of it. We will, he's got the glory ready and waiting now, because he doesn't wait till we get to heaven. He gives it to us now to live with him in this blessed life and for eternity. So the glory that shines from him comes to us, because it states he created us so we would join in with his blessed life. His blessed life, wow. The glory of the Lord shines upon us. We have to remember the all-consuming love of God. God wants our love without any reservation. Maybe you're feeling spiritually tired. You feel a certain loss of vitality and spontaneity because of physical suffering, mental suffering, spiritual suffering, whatever it might be. Don't narrow down your perspective. Don't spend too much time and energy fighting your demons, fighting the struggles. Give it all to God. And in return, he brings us comfort and peace and joy in the midst of pain and suffering. There is no other way. There's no other way to find the next step, where to go, what I do, how do I understand why I'm in this situation, understand even the pain that I'm going through. And we may not know this side of heaven why, but God will answer all our issues, our questions, our problems, because all is revealed when one day we reach his heavenly realm. His heavenly realm, though, is beautiful because it starts now. We say it in the Our Father. How many times have we said it? Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth. So we might get some revelation, some understanding of why life is the way it is. But if we don't, trust in the Lord. Build your faith stronger in him, because he will put you in the right place. He will encourage you to do the right things. Don't be tempted to quit. Not on God, not on your faith, not on your beliefs. God will come to you. Spend time with him. Just sit and ask him to reveal his love more. And ask him to be real to you, vital to you in your life right now. And may you then be able to share it with others. Nurture your contemplative side, your thinking, your meditating side. Be in constant conversation. Lord, why did that happen? Lord, I'm struggling here. I'm angry here. Why? I say that to God. But then I say, thank you, Lord, for a parking spot right outside the hospital. Thank you, Lord, that the news, even though it wasn't well or didn't seem good, I know you're doing the right thing for me. God comes alongside of us to comfort us, to encourage us. He may decide to heal us physically, mentally, spiritually. But if he doesn't, know that God is with us in everything. When the pain is hard and struggling, hold on to him. You know, like the hemorrhaging woman, grip on to the edge of his garment and don't let go. Spend a good amount of time in prayer. It will help you. Pray with words, with songs, with silence, with art, whatever, you know, creation outside, the ocean. Whatever helps you connect into God. This desert time, I often say to him, why so long, Lord? Have I done something wrong? And if I haven't, why? Why is this desert time, this painful struggle time going on for so long? And it's he who gives me not only comfort, but the Holy Spirit gives me perseverance and fortitude and encouragement and help along the way. I often feel like I tell him I'm raw. I feel so incapable, Lord. I feel exposed. And I felt like God, through these sharings of Henry Nouwen, share this with me. God takes us into the depths of himself. He allows us to experience compassion, to join in with him in his suffering. Henry wrote it this way with the pain and suffering. Many things will become clear when you direct your prayers for others, to others. Pray for others. It's important for you to have a real sense of being held up by the Lord, held up by others, and you holding others up. Mature Christians know that. We pray to help others, even if we can't see the others. That's why prayer on Saturdays is so important in the daily devotionals, because we hopefully hold people up in their prayer needs and encourage you where you are right now. We all want to be of service. Well, what is this nature of service? We give, we share, we love, we listen, we care. It's important to know that the Lord loves you. Just like I started in the beginning of this heartbeat, the Lord loves you and he is active in your lives here and now. And that the many pains you are struggling with are not outside of his knowledge or care. How beautiful is that? The many pains you are struggling with are not outside of his knowledge or care. Somewhere he is doing something lovingly to you, even when you experience right now only hurt or pain. And this last bit I used in my blog a few weeks ago, but it's just struck me so much. God is carving out a cave to dwell in. You might not be aware of this space that he is creating for himself within you. He's carving out a cave so that he can fill himself more into you, less of me, more of him. I die to myself and I rise to new life with this life that dwells and lives within me. So know that the pain, the struggles, the distraction God is using and allowing us sometimes to give us opportunity to spend more time with him, to go deeper into that cave of his existence within us, so that we can draw out of that cave the strength, the love, the abilities we need where we are right now. He's carving out a place so he can dwell more in us. So know you're never alone. God is with you always. And it is his strength and ability and Holy Spirit living within us that allows us to live in this world and draws us to live right now in the heavenly realm towards eternal life in heaven with God our Father, Jesus our Son, and the Holy Spirit, with all the choirs of angels and saints and our Mother Mary. How wonderful is that? So cling on to our God. Know that he loves you and he knows where you are right now in your life, in your pain, in your struggles. Praise be to God, and we'll see you again next week.